Hello and welcome to this week's Idea Lab podcast, part of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast, with me, Gary Fox. Today is a great day. Today is a brilliant day, in fact, for so many business owners, entrepreneurs who've been shut for well over a year now. Today's the day they reopen. Very best luck to them. I hope this is the last of the reopenings. I hope there's no more shutdowns. I hope this is it. We're back open for good now. Do try support your local businesses, whatever it is, whether it's your shop, cafe, barber, whatever it is, just give them a turn in the next couple of weeks and months. It'll mean more than you know to them. And to be honest, it could be the difference between their survival or not. So it's a great day. Let's celebrate it and let's do our bit to support our local businesses in our local towns, cities, villages, wherever you live. Now, I talked last week about growing the pod in May, and I've thought about it more. I've got a new idea. So keep subscribing. I need you to subscribe to the pod wherever you are listening, on Spotify or Apple. Go subscribe, hit the subscribe button. But to grow the pod further and to reach more people, the number one way it would seem to me, I ask most people when they contact me about the pod is, oh, where did you hear about it? Most people, the vast majority, say, oh, someone sent it to me. So I was like, okay, that's cool. It's great people are doing this. Anyway, let's try reward the community for doing such stellar work and passing the word of the pod on. So now we've got a referral scheme. We've got an ambassador program. If you refer the pod, just use the link in the show notes below. And if you use that, you'll get free stuff, which is pretty cool. The pod gets passed to new people. They get to enjoy it. I get more listeners and you get free goodies. So it's kind of a win-win-win all around. So yeah, try that out. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you think it's a good idea. You get rewards for like 5, 10, 50, 100 referrals. So get involved. Let's have a little experiment with that for the next couple of months and see how that grows or doesn't grow. Quick shout out and thank you, as always, to my partners, Kiri's Car Store. That's carstore.ie, the only place in Ireland to buy a used car. You do the whole thing online. Buy it, and it'll show up at your door a couple of days later. Check out carstore.ie or check the link in the bio below. This week's guest on the pod was Donika Neary, out last Thursday. Unbelievable reaction. People are just blown away by Donika's vision, his confidence, his self-belief, and just his story of starting with zero in 2013 and booking this year already confirmed 70 million euros worth of business. It's a great story. Donika's a fascinating character. I think he'll be on the pod again. He's just that much of a draw. So go check that out. Let me know what you think. Today we're going to talk about compounding. The magic of compounding. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm reaching behind me to grab the book I'm reading right now. And it is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. You've heard me mention this before because Andy Macken, a guest who was on in, I think it was February, and an unbelievably sound man, he recommended this to me, and he recommended it very strongly. So I grabbed a copy for May, and I'm reading it right now. Really good read. It's a very short read as well. I've read it in just shy of a week. It's 160 pages, but they're short pages. So I would recommend it, but it got me thinking, right? It's all about how little positive changes compound massively over time. You know, we all know the story about Buffett, how the vast majority of his fortune has come after his, I think it's 85th birthday. So I was thinking, right, how can I put this into action immediately? And how can I do a little experiment? Because I want to do more and more experiments and share them with you because it's a bit of fun. And it's a way of learning as well. So I did the coffee to crypto experiment. And what that is that every day, instead of buying a daily coffee, so usually I'd be out and about and I'd buy, you know, an Americano somewhere in there, about 270 to 3 euro, depending on where you buy it. And I was like, right, okay, if I just for 1 week put that 3 euros into cryptocurrency, what would happen? How much would it compound? Now, compounding, to be honest, takes a very long time in terms of years, decades, but on a baby scale, crypto was my easiest way of just testing this out because crypto is exploding right now. The prices are going way up. And I said, it'd be a handy little tester experiment. So for every day last week, I put 3 euro into an app on my phone called crypto.com. And I bought Ethereum every day for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, I had €20.43 invested, and that had risen to €25.15. So we'd made a 23% increase in just 7 days, and that's a profit of €4.73. So I was like, right, that is pretty interesting. So we're going to do it now for a month, 6 months, and hopefully a year. So for every day, we're going to put €3 into cryptocurrency and see where that takes us. But it's just got me thinking about the power of compounding. And it's the same in life, right? It's the same in all these things. So in the book, Darren Hardy talks about having like a daily scorecard. And it's whatever you do daily will compound over, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 years. But most people quit after, like, to be honest, most of us quit anything new after a couple of weeks because we're such creatures of immediacy. We want something immediately. And if we don't see the immediate results, it's kind of like the effect that social media is having on us, that we're programmed now that we post something. Oh, how many likes did it get? Did anyone write back? Did anyone retweet it? Did anyone share it, send it, whatever? And I think that's impacting. I know it's impacting my psychology of how I think about things. We're all thinking in short term, when in reality, the people who do things year after year, decade after decade, like, it's the boring lessons that make the biggest impact. And this book has made an impact on me. I've talked about Atomic Habits previously, and it's very similar, but it's just reinforcing these things. It's what you consume regularly becomes part of you and becomes what you think about. And it says three things. It says the things you put into your head, the people you hang around with, and your environment are the three things that influence you the most. And it makes complete sense when you think about it. So this is going to lead to my next experiment, which is going to be trying to combat my phone addiction. I'm spending far too much time on my phone, and it's just killing my productivity. It's killing my work. It's killing my productivity. I'm just getting distracted by it all the time because it's just there. You're in the house all the time, and ironically, it's nearer to you. And I had been in a very good habit in the new year of putting it out in the kitchen and leaving it there, treating it like a house phone. So for this week, I'm going to go back to that. So from Tuesday to Saturday, I'm going to run an experiment again. I'm going to attach my phone somehow to the kitchen table and just leave it there all day. I'm going to get a dummy, a dead phone that I'll carry around for just Spotify in the gym or if I'm going for a run, and that'll be it. The rest of the time, the phone will sit, and I'm going to limit myself to X percentage of minutes per day on social media, and that's it. I know to a lot of you that might sound very obvious, but when you think about it, I guarantee you're spending far more time on your phone than you realize. I installed a screen recorder, I think about a month ago, Quality Time, I think it's called. There's tons of them free. They all do essentially the same thing. I think the Apple phones come with this already. Go check it out. I guarantee it'll shock you. I spent over 20 hours on my phone last week. That's nearly an entire day just messing about on your phone. So that's my new experiment for this week. This is all in the newsletter. If you want to see a more in-depth version of this Coffee to Crypto challenge, it's on my YouTube channel. Go to Mr. Gary Fox or type in The Entrepreneur Experiment. You'll get it anywhere on YouTube. Just search it for it and you'll see a full video of how I did it. I also recommend the apps, how you can do it yourself. This is just entertainment. Don't consider this financial advice. I feel the need to say that every time, but it's just for the crack. If you are a small business, listen to this, and you'd like a shout out on The Entrepreneur Experiment. As you know, every Thursday, we do the deep dive interview, an experienced entrepreneur. And I want to help support emerging entrepreneurs during that episode. So send me a message wherever, preferably by email. Go to my website, mrgaryfox.com. Shoot me a message there. I'd love to promote as many Irish businesses in the next 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, as possible. So get involved. It's very simple. I just need you to send me a 60-second voice note highlighting your business. And that's it for today's Idea Lab. Keeping it short, keeping it simple, keeping it sweet. Use the referral link, get some free goodies, subscribe to the podcast, and I will see you back here on Thursday for the Entrepreneur Experiment Deep Dive interview. I'll see you then.